More disgruntled Yankees now. These ones are next door in Vermont, in prison. Female prisoners are publishing a weekly column in a local newspaper there. It's called The Glass House. Vermont Public Radio's Nina Keck has more.
At Vermont's only prison for women, six inmates, dressed mostly in jeans and sweatshirts, arrange chairs around a table in a makeshift classroom. The women meet once a week with a local freelance writer and the editor of the local newspaper. Donna Ditchkiss is serving 2.5 years for prescription fraud and probation violation. The 44-year-old says this week's assignment was difficult because it forced her to confront her fears.
I'm afraid of never being my mother's daughter again, of never really finding myself, a family member dying while I am incarcerated, of relapsing, not having a chance to make amends, failure.
The workshops are part therapy session, part college extension course. Dana Osmond has been in the group the longest. Because she's Canadian, she'll be extradited to Canada immediately after her release from prison next year. Osmond wrote about that and shared her work with the group.
Before I leave, I won't get to say goodbye to everything I have come in contact with. All the familiar and comfortable things tainted with all the memories of my life. I won't get to walk down Church Street, stop for a bagel, and eat it on the market as I wander northwards towards the bookstores and fountain where I've spent countless Sunday afternoons. Before I leave, my goodbyes will have to be silent and tucked away, alone. A goodbye to a book that I'll fondly recall but never read again.
Of all the women in the room, Dana Osmond's crime is the most disturbing. In a drunken, jealous rage, she stabbed a woman for dating her boyfriend and left the woman to slowly bleed to death. Kevin Forrest, editor of the Vermont Standard, says he and the newspaper's publisher thought long and hard about whether or not to print the columns.
We decided that the concern over victims' rights was outweighed by the importance of giving a voice to the incarcerated women, which is a voice that, as far as we were aware, had not been heard before. And the success and popularity of the column, I think, has borne out that decision.
Nina Ward bristles at that. Ward's mother, Shiona Smith, was the woman Dana Osmond murdered.
I think it makes me angry that Dana has a voice and that they're allowing her to have it published. My mom isn't with us, and she won't ever be, and Dana can put her writings in a paper. And I think that they would look at it very differently had it been their mother that had been murdered.
Amy Halloway, director of Victim Services for Vermont's Department of Corrections, says she understands Ward's anger. She says it's too simplistic to view the situation as offender versus victim.
We need to be saying these people have rights and these people have rights, and we need to figure out how we honor both of those as much as we can at the same time.
Halloway says society wants offenders to become better human beings and has an interest in knowing what goes on behind bars. But if a newspaper is going to publish weekly columns written by offenders, Halloway says it should also include the viewpoints of victims. Kevin Forrest of the Vermont Standard newspaper says he would welcome such input, but admits they have not sought it out. Back at Windsor Prison, Donna Ditchkiss pauses when asked whether her writing might cause the people she's hurt more pain.
That's the right to be angry, and I would understand that and respect that. But I'm working on myself, and I'm trying to be a better person so that when I do hit the streets, I've got something to give society. And part of writing in here is to not be the same person I was when I walked in these doors.
Ditchkiss and the others in the group say that writing helps them cope. But even more importantly, they hope that because their work is published each week, people on the outside will view them as more than simply criminals. For NPR News, I'm Nina Keck.